people have powerful feelings about the traffic in Los Angeles, it says something that local officials warned motorists about a temporary road work closure on the 405 last year by calling it Carmageddon. Angelenos took the hint, and this weekend they're expected to steer clear of the latest 405 closure, named, of course, Carmageddon 2. That's how it is in L.A., a snarl of overstuffed freeways and commuters who keep their cool, except when they don't. KPCC's Stephen Cuevas has this profile of a punk rocker whose music expresses the insanity of L.A. traffic while extolling the virtues of public transit.
Couple of things you need to know about Eddie Solis. He lives in L.A., loves the band Kiss, and does not own a car.
Being someone who's from L.A., born and raised, and, you know, having a few cars in my past, I saw the city much differently through a different perspective through the eyes of a bus rider.
Want to stall way the back?
Sure.
Line 18, Wilshire, Western Station.
Just steps from the front door of his home, across the street from a tortilla factory in L.A.'s Boyle Heights neighborhood, Solis catches a bus that connects him with the city's subway and the commuter train he catches to his day job at an indie record label in Hollywood.
It just opened me up to, like, little neighborhoods, galleries, clubs, bars, just everything. Just seeing what's out there, little pockets of the city.
Solis's journeys aboard L.A. buses and subway cars informs a lot of the material on The New Los Angeles Part 1, Through the Eyes of a Bus Rider, the latest release by the singer-guitarist band It's Casual. In Solis's vision of a new Los Angeles, people abandon their cars, climb aboard public transit, and rediscover their communities. One song extols the virtues of the L.A. County Metropolitan Transit Agency's Easy Pass and the urban underbelly it introduces to the rider.
And that's a nod and homage to, you know, the people who know what you can even go cheaper and really beat the system and really steer away from spending money on gas and oil profits and all that. Is all it takes for me to witness racial tension, for me to witness illegal aliens. It's not to paint a negative picture, it's just my perspective of what is seen.
Off the bus and back on the street, we make our way past a jazz saxophonist playing for pocket change and down a long escalator to catch a train.
So, where are we now?
We're at the Red Line station, the Pershing Square station in downtown L.A.
And what's our destination?
We're going to go downstairs another tier, and about 5 minutes, we're going to get on the Red Line going northbound.
Okay, yeah. Let's go.
The Metro Red Line snakes from North Hollywood to downtown Los Angeles. It's the train that inspired It's Casual's signature tune and spawned a viral internet video. It was partly filmed late at night on a moving train as it hurtles from station to station. Solis thrashes away on his guitar and barks the lyrics, which celebrate the Red Line and call out the congested freeways that coil around Los Angeles.
Este es un tren de Metro Red Line a North Hollywood.
The thread that comes out of the record that ties everyone together is just like, be alive, don't be a victim of having a car.
MTA spokesman said he couldn't comment on Eddie Solis's furious pro-Metro message, but the Red Line video was a hit at the offices of Move LA.
Eddie's done a good job. Thank you, Eddie.
It's the public transportation advocacy group headed by former Santa Monica Mayor Denny Zane. He liked the juxtaposition of Solis blissfully riding L.A. public transit in one scene with scenes of the band raging against those notorious freeway jams.
Eddie is all frantic when he talks about highways. And so mellow when he's like grooving on a skateboard and on the bus and on the Red Line, there's a metaphor for the transformation, you know, from the, oh my God, I just got to get out of the traffic to, hey, this is cool. I can mellow out.
Or you can blast the tune like Too Many People as you claw your way across Los Angeles by car, bus, or skateboard. Too Many People could also be a motto for It's Casual. Over the years, the band whittled itself down to a power duo of Solis and a rotating cast of drummers. So you may think the burly, bearded punk rocker just can't get along with freeways, with people, or his native L.A. Not true.
I love it. I love everything about it. I've traveled throughout the U.S. many times, and I could never look forward enough to coming back. The weather, the different cultures, the landscape. I was just like, you know what? Now I know why everyone moves to L.A.
Solis will bring the love and the volume during a Red Line mini tour next month. It's Casual will play a different venue within walking distance of several Red Line metro stops from Union Station to West Hollywood. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas.
That's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director this week is Nina Thorson. Seal Muller is our technical producer. We had additional engineering from Danny Bringer and Howard Gelman. Thanks to Hank Hadley at KCBX. Our online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Our interns are Catherine Borgeson and Rachel Johnson. Tyke Hendricks is our elections editor with production help from Tina Lauerberg. We had editing support from Paul Rogers. Victoria Malione is our associate senior producer. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org. And Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information at chevron.com.
The 210, the 605, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the 210, the freeways are not so nice. The 101, the 405, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The 210, the 605, the freeways are not so nice. I-5, the I-10. The I-5, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The 101, the 405, the freeways are not so nice. The 605, the 101, the 101, the 101, the I-10, the 210, the 605, the 101, the 405, the I-10.
Welcome to Los Angeles Nista, the Monrovia, California episode. Give us a call at 800-893-9562.
toll-free 800-893-9562. I'm excited about the Jackass episode we got Monday night on April Fool's Day, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We got Wee Man and Rick Cossack coming in from Jackass, and we're going to be talking Wee Man's Chronic Tacos and his new shoes on DVS, and we're going to be, you know, taking calls and asking Wee Man and Rick about all the things you want to know that you don't know about Jackass, and we're all looking forward to that. So tomorrow, make sure you search Los Angeles Nista in iTunes, and you'll be able to stream or download for free the Monrovia episode. And tonight, our highlighted business is the Market Grill. Tracy.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for coming, bringing us all this beautiful food. You brought two other components of the Market Grill here. Let's introduce them.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mateo. I've been eating solid foods for about 35 years now.
Awesome.
Before that, mostly applesauce and breast milk.
What do you, so tell us, what do you do at the Market Grill?
I'm the, I don't know what I run the cash register. I take I take the orders and stuff, and I.
But you wear many hats because it's an independent business, right? You
yes,
don't just
it is.
Do one thing.
No, I prep. I grind the meat every day. I open and.
And he grinds the meat well, I must say.
Much respect. And the other component here.
Hi, I'm Alex Ramirez. I'm the chef and co-owner with my wife, Tracy
Ramirez. Yeah. So, Alex, you're the magician, artist, chef.
Yeah.
Behind all this crazy, amazing, great looking, great tasting food.
Oh yes.
Wow. I just knocked out a cheeseburger with bacon.
Oh yeah.
And you know what? I didn't get shortness of breath.
Nice.
So I'm going to go have another one this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just remember, we're closed on Sundays. That's
there
my
you
day
go.
Off with my family.
There you go. No, it was phenomenal. And your sauces, the ranch, this is all from scratch.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So the Monrovia issue, you know, I want to paint a really solid picture for everybody first geographically and make sure everybody knows exactly where Monrovia is. And to all my friends and new listeners in my network that don't know, it's north of Whittier, northeast of Los Angeles, and it is north of the 210.
Absolutely.
Just right over the 210.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So the cool thing is I now, the Los Angeles Nista format is trying to get people inspired to get places via public transportation. I used to take the 270 bus from Whittier.
Whoa.
So I used to have this job right when I started working at Southern Lord in 2004. I kept this job on the weekends as a sales rep for this microphone company called ARK, and I used to call these accounts all over the country and email with them. And so I'd go in on weekends and bust it out while I worked at Southern Lord Monday through Friday in Hollywood. And at the time, I was living in Whittier. So Norwalk and Beverly, I would take the 270 all the way up. You know where that's at, right?
Oh, yeah.
You
know
yeah.
We know where that's at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys ever taken the bus, the 270? Oh,
I've never taken the 270.
But you know where the stop is.
Oh, yeah.
By Jack in a Box right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So it, you know, I know it geographically, and I also used to go to Guards Music.
Oh yeah,
Guards Music.
Is that's right there in
Myrtle, in the little old town area?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I've bought some of my left-handed basses from there. That when I was in Mike V's band, we did a tour with CKY. I went and bought some left-handed basses from them. And so I'm pretty Monrovia-ized.
Nice. Nice.
So to find out that there's a killer restaurant, grill.
Oh, yeah.
Called the Market Grill, run by cool people. I mean, I'm not blown away because I know cool people are out there. It's really exciting. I mean, I was caught off guard. I mean, you guys walk in and some guy has, one of your employees has a black cobra tattoo.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty deep.
Yeah.
And your husband, Tracy, the other half owner and chef, he's got a high on fire tattoo.
Yeah.
You know, I got to take a picture and email that to Matt Pike. And so he sees that because that's some serious stuff.
Yes, in mind a black cobra.
I will. Well, I'm going to do it in front of you so you see I'm not just saying it. We're going to do it right after the show.
All right.
Yeah. But check this out. So I just enjoyed one of your bacon cheeseburgers, and it's definitely top tier. It doesn't taste like a chain diner, like a Denny's or like an IHOP or anything like that, or a Norm's. It's like very boutique. Mm-hmm. The portions of the meat was like more than others.
Oh yeah.
And the quality just tasted so good.
Absolutely.
And the just like the onions just tasted fresher.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really tasty and a good amount. You know what? We actually have a caller.
Oh.
All right, let's take it. Good evening. You're on the air with Los Angeles Nista and the Market Grill.
Hello.
Who's this?
Eddie Solis and Tracy Ramirez at Cake Shop.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey. What's up, dude?
I had a call for both of you guys. I had a call to give a props to Eddie for his awesome Los Angeles Nista show.
Thank you, man.
And, of course, I had to give Tracy some props. She's a big, not only is she a awesome businesswoman, but she's a big proponent of the arts. She's been to a couple of the shows that I put together, so
yeah.
I just wanted to say, I just wanted to give you guys props, man, for holding it down.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Thanks, Chris.
Chris, have you been into their place?
No, I haven't, but it looks good. I just saw a freaking that sandwich that you guys posted, and that shit looks mouthwatering.
I just shoved that in my face right now. I'm going to shove more food in my face right now.
And then
go right to bed and see what happens.
Yeah.
Some people say it's magical.
It's magic. Magical.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's good things happening in Monrovia, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I just saw that you just did a killer art show in La Puente. Congrats to you.
I did, sir. Thank you very much.
Very, woo-hoo. Very cool. Anything you want to spread as far as anything you got going? Anything you want to tell the people out there?
The next show I'm putting together over here at La Puente for the next Art Watch is June 15th, and it's called Recovered Oddities, and it's basically artist reinterpretations of classic record covers, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we're going to get a whole bunch of artists together and get some more bands together, and, it'll be bigger and better than the last show. So.
Well, I'm starting to put together the Los Angeles Nista City Crawl. So when Monrovia happens, we're all going to go skate, work with Appetite, and then go to the Market Grill. So you got to come.
Awesome, man. Let me know when you want to do the La Puente thing, too.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Awesome, guys.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Chris.
Awesome. Okay, so back to the business.
Cool.
Now, I'm always very amazed when people do an independent business, because when you do things yourself, you wear many hats.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't just do it and let things go, because if things will fall apart.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So when did the vision for the Market Grill manifest? How long ago?
About almost 3.5 years ago. Yeah. About 3.5 years ago.
And when did it open?
We opened November 2009.
Okay. So since then, I bet you've learned a lot.
We still are.
Every day you learn a lot.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. About people, what they want, just how to make a larger profit margin, if that's possible, how to handle things. Does it ever end? When you run an independent restaurant?
No.
You really sign up for it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't just, like, turn it off.
No.
Like a 9-to-5 job. I'm just going to,
Oh, well, when we get out of here tonight, we still got work to do, so.
Right. So let me ask you a question. When you guys open in the morning, how long does it take you guys to prep?
It takes 3 hours. I get there at 8.
8 o'clock every morning. And you guys open at 11 then?
Yes.
Okay. So when you prep, give us an example of all the work that goes behind it. And, feel free to take your time and spell it out, because we want to make sure everyone knows how much work goes behind it.
Okay. Let's see. We make everything fresh. So,
right.
So we grind the meat every day for the burgers, and we form the burgers and everything. What else?
Oh, we make a fresh soup every morning, so I'm chopping and dicing.
So there's a daily soup?
Daily soup every day, and then if we got to make any spreads, we got to bang those out. But we're slicing tomatoes and slicing onions and putting pickle spears in containers and getting everything ready for about a good 3-hour lunch rush.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So obviously, when you guys open, it's the lunch rush. Like, it just starts.
Yeah.
Bam.
Just line out the door.
Yep. And... wow. And tell me this. So from that point forward, the night before, you must make sure you have the ingredients. Let's back up. I mean, so do you guys order from a distributor?
No.
You guys go get your own?
Yes.
Yeah, so...
So that's even more work.
Oh, yeah. So the night before, whoever closes, we go through the whole restaurant and we see what we need to make all the stuff for the next day. And then that shopping list is given to me. And so count out all our money, get everything all ready, get the drawer ready, then drop the kid off at school.
Okay.
Drop Alex off at the shop.
Okay.
I get in my Honda Pilot and I drive down to Restaurant Depot. And I have my list of everything I need. I got my money. And I hand select everything that we use in the restaurant. Absolutely.
And if she doesn't, believe me, I give it to her.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. So, yeah. So the tomatoes have to be prime. Avocados have to be just ripe. I mean, everything has to be impeccable. We have really high standards. And so,
I could tell through tasting the food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, in order to keep your food cost where it needs to be, you can't have a shitload of waste. You can't. You can't order too much product. You can't run out of product.
Because then you're missing sales.
Yeah. So it's a really...
It's a balance.
Absolutely.
So you guys have probably, since the day one of opening, like, learned the art of that balance, right? Like,
it's... Oh, yeah.
Well, for myself, I've been doing this. I've been in this industry half of my life. So it's what I do and what I know.
So you know it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So as far as adding to the menu, did you guys, like, the menu that you have here since day one, has this been the menu?
Yes, we've never had to change it. This is probably the third menu I've ever created. And this is the first menu that I never needed to change anything. Everything sells well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a formula for success.
Oh, yes.
We think so.
Yeah, no, that's really good. So what would you say is the best seller at the Market Grill? Now, let's talk to the customer service guy here.
Yeah, Mateo.
You know, I'm a people person. I'm good with people.
Yes.
I got customer service of the month at Walmart.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Shout out to Walmart.
This is the guy with the black cobra tattoo, everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
Get ready for that.
So, what was the question?
The question was, what's the most popular item?
Well, I think the chicken California, which is a chicken sandwich. It's, yeah.
Yep.
I'm really good.
I'm going to plow through that in a little while.
The Angry Beast, and then the burgers, of course, are.
Right.
We bake the buns at the shop every day, and we grind the meat every day. It's the
buns
freshest.
Are baked. Yep. That's why I melted in my mouth.
And the hot dog buns. Yeah.
Wow. So through this, I'm sure you guys have been able to develop a regular customer base.
Oh, yeah. We have gentlemen and females that eat at the shop almost every day.
Right. And because of, you know, having good customer service and a good product, you have a clientele like that. Have you seen a good word of mouth? Has it expanded pretty quick for you guys?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. When we first started out, you know, these advertising people were hounding us like, you know, leeches. Oh, you got to advertise with us.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to. But you have to be smart about it.
Right.
And so we relied on social media.
Exactly.
Yelp ended up being a gift and a curse, because once you get that standard on Yelp, you better not screw it up, because they'll call you out immediately if you serve one bad meal. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yelp is a great tool. I won't advertise with them, but I appreciate the exposure that they've given us. Absolutely. Facebook, we have like 1,400 followers on Facebook.
Right.
It's crazy. I mean, we're just some little hole-in-the-wall sandwich shop inside of a market on the corner in a neighborhood, you know? But people really flock to the daily updates that we do every day. So we update the daily soup and the dessert.
Yeah, I mean,
day.
If you have a new product every day, you want to keep it fresh out there and, in the public eye.
Yeah.
Now through this, you know, you guys have developed a demand to cater events.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us how that's been going for you guys.
Well, before we even started the restaurant, we were just hating life and we were totally broke. And so we had this idea, let's start a catering business. And we did a couple of things, but then we started the restaurant and that took off. And I'm like, well, why can't we do the catering too? And so we picked up a few things here and there from the school I graduated from, Pacific Oaks. And then we noticed there's a lot of corporations in Monrovia. And they start ordering like sandwich trays. And then next thing you know, some of our like regulars were like, hey, we're getting married. Can you do our wedding? And we're like, well, yeah. What do you want us to make? And they're like, well, we don't care. So we don't have a set catering menu. We just work with everybody's budget, the type of event they're having. Yeah. And we kind of feel like everybody deserves to have really good food at a really like good price, you know?
I think that's like a very intuitive business model. Like you work with the customer instead of just having these rigid ways of doing things.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've worked at some major catering companies and they got the set menus and people just, what they want is not what they can always afford. So with us working with the budget, they can have a lovely meal and stay within means of what they can spend.
Yeah, that's really a nice way of doing things.
Yeah.
As far as social networking for an independent place of business which serves food, I mean, it seems like no matter what the product is, I mean, if it's good, people are going to talk about it.
Yeah.
If it's bad, people are going to talk about
it.
But for you guys, I'm sure it's all good.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it seems like you guys have developed a really good base. I mean, would you say, like, you know, being proactive on Facebook has, like, really kept the word out?
Yeah, you know, it's one thing for us to be this entity behind a computer screen or Facebook. But in all honesty, it really comes down to customer service. And Mateo, he's like the face of the shop and he knows everybody's names. I'm one of the owners and sometimes people come in and I'm like, oh crap, I forgot your name, you know, but it has more to do with, this idea of a physical, tangible presence. You know, social media is a very important tool, but when it comes down to it, if you hear the hype about a great place and then you go there and the employees treat you like crap, why would you go back? So I think it needs to be recognized that customer service is one of the most important aspects of our success and has a lot to do with Mateo. It has a lot to do with Alex, has a lot to do with the guys that work for us.
We have an open kitchen, so everybody sees what's going on and the whole crew that's there gives great service because it's not just good food. It's also service and ambiance and atmosphere and it's everything.
Now,
it's not just one.
One thing that's really cool, I mean, the open kitchen, was that something you wanted to make sure you as a chef you wanted? Like what one of the availabilities for everyone to see how you do things or did it just happen?
It just ended up happening that way. We lived right down the street from the shop and I told my wife for years, if that becomes available, we're going to grab it. And they all thought I was crazy. And now look at us, 3.5 years later, we're successful, smiling, and we haven't killed each other.
Yeah.
That's the key, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
you're
close.
Still here.
We're very close.
We've been close, yes.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that really attracted me towards you guys is like, you know, just being in contact was the love for heavy metal and underground music that you guys have. And we're going to take a break shortly, but during that break, I'm going to take pictures of your High on Fire tattoos and Black Cobra tattoos. So just so people know that when they go to Market Grill in Monrovia, you're not even just supporting someone that's working hard to move forward with their independent business, but a lot of my listeners are really into metal and hardcore punk rock and all the subgenres.
Yeah.
It's like you're supporting your community, man. These people are like out there busting their ass and doing a great job at delivering quality product.
We play all that stuff.
Actually support the music and play it in the shop.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so we're going to do that. So let's do that. We're going to get into a block of It's Casual. It's Casual is playing with Black Flag July 14th at the Vex in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Tickets are on sale. Just Google... you know, Google the keywords and the link will come up. Here's It's Casual. We'll come back with more Market Grill.
We'll be right back. Children occupied, after
To Los Angeles Nista. I had to get Thress on everybody right now.
Yeah.
You just heard It's Casual. It's Casual Black Flag, July 14th at the Vex in Los Angeles with Good For You. We're back with the good folks, the lovable, kind, happy, productive, professional people at the Market Grill from Monrovia.
Yeah.
It's Alex, Mateo, Tracy.
Yes.
We had a great conversation. We're taking pictures. Everyone that hasn't been on Instagram the last minute could see all the tattoos that Alex and Mateo have. They got High on Fire and Black Cobra tattoos, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I mean, the fact that you guys play that music in your establishment, I think is pretty awesome because you guys don't really, you know, hide behind this smokescreen. You are who you are.
Yep.
And I think that's why people like you guys. You know, you have your regulars and it's not only a good product, but they get to know you guys and you are who you are. I got a question for Alex.
Yes.
Being half owner and the chef, you've been a cook for a long time, a chef.
Oh, yes. Right?
Now, do you have any formal training?
Yeah, I went to the culinary school in Pasadena.
Oh, okay.
Right before it got taken over by Cordon Bleu.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and I think it's really hands-on.
Yeah, so. I think it's important people know this. When they go to your place, you're not just a guy in the kitchen.
Right. Well, you know? I didn't go until after I was 25. I wanted to stop my partying and grow up.
Oh, right. So you changed your party oil.
Oh, yes.
It was more pure.
Yeah. So how much of your schooling do you use daily? Is it all the knowledge you learn? Do you apply that every day?
What school does is it teaches you all the technical aspects of cooking, but to get the real experience is to be out there and do it and learn from chefs and learn the practicality of everything.
You got to get your feet wet, right?
Oh, yes.
Get in there.
Because this isn't for everyone. It'll break you if you're not ready for it.
I have a question for you. You know, how do you balance from flipping out when you're just like got so many orders and you got so many burgers flipping and chicken cooking and soups? I mean, you're in a rhythm.
Oh, yes.
You know, and I think you got to put yourself in the zone, quote unquote.
Oh, yes.
You know, and that's a whole nother technique that they don't teach you in school.
No, they don't teach you that in school, because when you're that busy, you have to block everything out, because if you don't, you start thinking you're going to freak out. How am I going to get all this shit done and out to everyone?
And it's true, right?
But I'm not the only one who's got to get into the zone. Mateo right here, who's got to take the orders. If he takes orders too fast, it messes up with the flow and then it buries me. And if I get buried, people aren't going to get their food in a timely manner. And when we're busy, we only got 16 seats. We can have a line out the door for 3 hours. And people are going to wait anywhere from 40 to 45 minutes to get their food. So
for a sandwich.
So
it truly is a trickle-down effect. Like, if he's taking the orders too fast,
yeah,
then it's just going to cause problems.
Yes.
So there is a true...
So I got lag sometimes.
There is a true synchronicity, bullshit. Like, to be in sync.
Oh, yes.
And wow, I never even looked at it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to work as a greased machine, and when there's no grease in that machine, everything gets bound up, and when you get bound up and gotta get out of being buried, it's not fun.
It's not fun.
It's awful. I start having like a panic attack, and I can't even look, and I have to put my head down. Yeah.
What I want to know, starting with Alex, is what's your favorite thing on the menu that you like to eat?
My favorite thing on the menu? Yeah.
Like, if you met someone at a show, because, you know, we're talking about this. You guys like bands. Mm-hmm. If you were at a show and you were telling someone, hey, I got a restaurant. It's called The Market Grill. And what would you recommend? Your favorite.
We got a secret menu because we have specials every week.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that.
Well, the favorite thing on the menu for myself would probably be the burger.
Okay.
Because when we first opened up, I didn't eat that many burgers, and I started eating 3-4 burgers a week, and when I had to stop doing that.
Yeah.
It's easy to do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially when they're good.
Oh, yeah.
And fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mateo, your favorite thing.
My favorite thing is the Chicken California, from the menu, the Chicken California sandwich and the burger.
Okay.
I eat 4 burgers a week.
Yeah, that's truth.
Yeah.
There you go.
Gospel. Gospel truth.
Your word is gospel.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tracy?
Oh, boy. You know what? I like the Ham I Am sandwich with no cheese, though, because I don't like cheese.
Okay.
But it's delicious. We use this really awesome Black Forest ham, and we make this amazing honey mustard spread and lettuce tomato. It's great on sourdough. And it's just simple, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's executed perfectly. The tomatoes are sliced amazingly. The lettuce is like super fresh. And we get this great sourdough bread from a bakery down in San Diego. And it's just exceptional. It's exceptional.
So you order it from the bakery in San Diego?
Well, I have a standing order with this bakery called La Jolla Bakery in San Diego, and they deliver to Restaurant Depot every day. But I have a special order that I get from them, and they're very loyal and faithful to me, because if not, I call and I yell at somebody.
Do you really?
Absolutely. You can't. When you're when you're giving companies money for a product that you're selling to other people, they can't screw it up. There is no...
Especially food.
Absolutely, because you have to have consistency. So that is, to me, that sourdough with that ham and the honey mustard, it's great.
And if she's not eating that, she's eating the Mideast Feast, which is our falafel-style burger.
Wow.
Which we actually soak the beans and grind it ourselves and make it fresh from scratch with a homemade hummus.
Oh, wow.
Vegan-friendly.
Let's get into that. Back to the chef, Alex.
Yes.
Okay. Do you guys offer vegan options?
I try to do at least one vegan soup a week. And then if you get any of our Mideast Feast on any of the breads besides the bun, which does have milk, or you get the veggie patch without mayo or cheese, that makes it vegan.
Awesome. Now, have you guys noticed, Tracy, more of a demand for vegan requests, customers? Is that happening more?
Yeah. There's this whole revolution with like gluten-free,
sure,
vegan. A lot of people come in and want organic too.
Right.
But so what we try to do is, because we make everything from scratch, we know exactly what's in everything. So we can tell people if something is vegan, if it's vegetarian, if there is gluten in it. And so that way, you know, we want to give our guests like the best experience that they can and respect their dietary guidelines, you know? So, sure. But yeah, there's a real, real demand for vegan.
There has been
stuff.
A bigger demand for vegan options, right?
But you know what? There is also a revolution happening where people want to eat meat.
Yeah.
They really appreciate the butchery and that we grind our own meat. So it's, you know, I think it's 50-50. Really?
Yeah.
I think it's 50-50.
Now, Mateo, tell us about the secret menu.
Oh, we have a special sandwich or burger or salad or something every week.
Okay.
And
that's not on the menu, obviously.
Right. We run it all week. They experiment with ideas and they come up with stuff and we try it out and it's usually a big hit. And then if we still have the same stuff, the customers remember and come back and try to order it again. And so it's become like a secret type of thing.
So how do you get the word out about that?
They just have to figure it out themselves.
Yeah, they either figure it out or they'll ask if we can do something. And if we have the product on hand, I'm not afraid to do something custom for our guests. We get a lot of our guests in who have a lot of modifications, and it does piss me off, to be honest. But I will do it. I will do it to the way they want it.
The customer's always right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
The old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way. You do the work, right?
Yep.
Just do it.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. Have you noticed the four seasons, like fall, winter, summer, spring. Have you noticed that people eat different in each season? Does that exist?
Yeah, they do. They definitely do. But I'll tell you, man, when they're in the mood for a burger or some type of soup, and it's the soup that they want, could be 110 degrees, and they're going to still eat it.
They don't care.
No, they don't care.
I want the soup in this burger.
Uh-huh. Kind of thing. Mow down.
You know, really cool. During the break, we were talking in the studio and, you know, it was really amazing what you guys said. I thought it was prolific, actually, as a collective, what you guys were saying that, you know, since you have, you know, your business and it's running, it's moving forward and you guys are able to do more things because of that personally.
Yeah.
You guys, you know, really do support the arts and culture scene. You guys play a lot of music in your establishment.
Yeah.
Like we talked about that earlier, but you don't really put up any kind of curtain to like letting people know you're into metal or hardcore punk. You guys wear it on your sleeve, literally. Yep.
Literally.
Oh yeah. The last wedding we just catered, I had to wear a long sleeve because they were all Christian and I didn't want to upset anyone with my
high on fire.
With your goat skull.
So tell people how they could find you online.
Well, we have a website.
Okay.
TheMarketGrillMonrovia.com.
Okay.
It's awesome. I made it. Thank you very much.
Very cool.
We also, we have a Facebook page. So you just Facebook search The Market Grill. Make sure it's in Monrovia. You'll see our little logo. And then, you know, we're on Twitter, but everything from Facebook kind of links to Twitter. So, you know, and vice versa.
Instagram to Twitter and Facebook, all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, I don't do the Instagram, but a lot of our customers do.
Right.
And, you know, we have a lot of people that come in and take pictures of our food.
Right.
And so when you do a search, you'll see our food.
A lot of images.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I never realized.
It really is a good tool.
Absolutely. You know? Oh, yeah. It's very cool.
So tell us, before we wrap it up here, what I want to know is, Alex, have you ever had to throw anyone out?
Have I ever had to throw anyone out? Actually, yes. Yes, I did.
We don't have to go into it.
We almost fought a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we've known each other like 18 years.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah.
You guys know each other 18 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we always try to squash it. And now we squash it faster than ever.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I'm hot-headed. I want things my way. And if you don't do it my way, I'm going to be the biggest asshole in the world. And
but I never do anything wrong.
No.
No one ever does.
No, Mateo's perfect.
He's a perfect boy.
He's perfect.
Jason.
Who did you 86?
I had to 86 a guy who's a tweaker and he smelled like shit. And you
sorry,
know,
Jason. Sorry, Jason.
Man,
we love you.
Is he listening? Jason, call us at 800-893-9562.
He's actually not sober, so that's cranky. A good thing.
No, good luck with your recovery, Jason. We love you.
Yes, we do.
So we miss you.
That's our positive message for the
absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Drugs
but,
are bad.
Yeah, just say no to drugs. But anyways, you know, to be completely truthful, I mean, I really have a lot of respect for you guys and the fact that you guys created this vision to pursue as a, you know, a way to live.
Yep.
And you guys are seeing it through. You guys got a great establishment. You created a demand.
Yep.
Something yes. from nothing created this demand. It exists. You brought the food. I'm grateful. It's very good.
Aww.
And I can't wait to include you guys in the Los Angeles Nista Monrovia Caravan when we're going to hit the skate park and then take everyone to go eat over
yeah.
there.
Yeah, Monrovia Skate Park.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Come in this spring.
Yeah.
We're going to hit many different cities.
Nice.
But I want to thank all three of you for coming on.
Thank you.
And we're going to be posting Instagram pictures all night and tomorrow, ooh. Plugging your menu because you guys brought some great food and some menus, and I want to get everyone familiar. So
thank you.
Alex, Mateo, Tracy, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.